Okay, so welcome to this September issue, or issue, September Qigong session. It's not an issue at all. September Qigong session. So as always, we'll start with a gentle warm-up just to get ourselves in the zone and to warm ourselves up a little bit for the exercises to come. So just starting with your hands on your lower belly, your lower abdomen, the lower dantian, which is one of the big energy gates in Chinese medicine and Qigong. And just taking a few rounds of deep belly breath if that feels comfortable. If that doesn't feel comfortable, just your normal breath. And then just checking in with your body at the same time. Just two more breaths. Just dropping your hands down by your sides. We're just going to do some shoulder rolls. So taking up our shoulders up towards our ears, then down the back, down and forwards. Up towards our ears, back, down and forwards again. We're just doing a few rounds of the shoulders going back. Doing one more. And then reverse. So you're now going to bring your shoulders up towards your ears and you're going to move your shoulders forwards. Just doing one more. Then we're going to bring the arms into it. So we're just going to take our arms, push our arms forward, bring them back to our chest, and then push them up. So forwards, back to the chest, up to the sky, back down again. Forwards, up. Just doing a few rounds of that. And if you can't take your arms fully forwards or fully up, they're just working within your own range of movement, as with all of the Qigong exercises, and that includes the warm-up, just working with your own range of movement. So doing one more of each. And we're just going to rotate the wrists. So just rotating the hands. So we start rotating the wrists as well. Doesn't matter which direction you're rotating, because we will be changing direction. One more in this direction and then change direction. Doing one more. We're just going to stretch our wrist out. So just taking one arm, just pushing it forwards, and then just having the palm of the hand. So the fingers are facing down, the palm of the hand's facing forwards, and just to increase the stretch on the forearm, the inner bit of the forearm. Just push the fingers gently back with your other hand. So you have a nice stretch on the inner surface of your forearm. Just hold that for a few seconds. Turn your hand over so the palm is now facing your body, and then push on the back of the hand so you're now stretching across the top of the forearm. And again, holding that. Then swapping sides, doing the same on the other hand, the other arm. So the palms facing forwards initially, just pushing the fingers back gently. Turning the hand over so the palm is now facing the body, fingers facing down, and just pushing your fingers back towards your body. And just shaking your arms out gently. We're just going to start by warming up the neck. So we're warming up the spine. So we'll start with the neck. So just taking your head up just gently and down. So in order to stop putting too much pressure on your neck and going too far back, you can always have your hands just at the back of your neck, and then just your head up and down. Just doing a few rounds of this. Doing one more in each direction. And then we're going to be turning our head left and right. And just doing that a few times. You'll probably find you can turn your head further on one side than the other. That's quite natural. We're definitely not symmetrical. One more on each side. And then taking your left ear towards your left shoulder. And if you want to, you can place your left hand on your right shoulder just to increase the stretch down the right side of the neck. Hold that for a few seconds. Coming back up and then doing the same on the other side. And then coming back up. I'm just going to do a gentle twist. Just letting the arms hang loosely as you just twist your torso. So we remain very grounded through our feet. We're just literally twisting the torso, and our arms just move in time with the twist. Just doing just a few more as you gently and slowly come back to stillness. Now we're going to be doing a little bit of a backwards and forward stretch. As I said at the top of the session, just working within the range of your own range of movement. So just bending forward gently, arms hanging loosely. I mean, you may only bend as far as your knees or even your thighs, or you may get all the way down towards your toes. Then very gently come back up, hands on the back of your hip area, and then just stretch back a little bit. So bending back just very gently. So be very careful if you happen to have a lower back problem. And also, if you have high or low blood pressure, just move very slowly through these exercises, these particular two, because coming up from placing your head down as you can cause a little bit of issues with low and high blood pressure. So just doing two more of each. Just going to, so we've done a backwards and forwards movement, we've done a twisting movement with the spine. So we're just going to do a little bit of side movement as well. So we're just going to take one hand, I'm taking my left hand down my left thigh and just taking it down. So I'm bending down, so bending to one side, coming back up and then bending to the other. So we're doing sort of putting the spine through quite a lot of movements, forwards, backwards, side to side, which is this one, and also the twist. One more on each side. And then coming back up. Hands on your hips, and we're just going to do some gentle hip circles. So this is a warm-up, so they're not big hip circles. I mean, if you feel warm and you want to do some bigger ones, that's fine. Otherwise, just small, gentle hip circles is fine. Doing one more this direction, coming back to center, and then changing direction. Doing one more, coming back to center. Just bringing your knees close together, Just supporting your knees with your hands and doing some knee circles. Doing one more, going back to center and changing direction. Opening your feet out slightly again. I'm really going to finish with some ankle circles. So we're going to do six in each direction. It is a bit of a balance. So you can either leave your toes on the ground and then just circle around your toes, or you can take your foot off the ground, maybe having something close by to grab onto if you need it. So we're going to do six in one direction. And then when you've done that, six in the other direction. And then when you finish that, it's coming, putting both feet on the ground, or put the other foot on the ground and then lifting the opposite foot. And again, doing six in each direction. When you've finished, again, just checking in with your body, noticing how you're feeling. Okay, so we did an intermittent flow last month in August, and we did half of a set for Qigong, a set of Qigong for balance and flexibility. So we're gonna go with the other half, still with the intermittent flow. And the intermittent flow is, there are five phases in the intermittent flow. The first phase is that just sort of opening sequence where you're just coming into Zen. So you come into that state of mind where you're quite calm and everything. The second phase is the dynamic exercises. So that's the exercises that we're going to do. The third phase is known as flowing breeze, swaying willow, which is an energy flow. So we'll repeat phases two and three several times. And the fourth phase is a consolidation. And the fifth phase is the closing sequence. So we'll start in Wuji. So Wuji is feet between hip and shoulder width apart. In theory, your toes should be facing forwards. But if that doesn't feel comfortable, then having your toes facing slightly outwards to you is, so there's no tension. So, because what you don't want with Qigong is tension. So having your toes facing forward or slightly further out, just unlocking your knees. There's a slight bend in the knee. It's not a big bend. It's just literally an unlock, so a very slight bend. And then just allowing your spine to be nicely elongated. Just rolling your shoulders forward, letting them drop back, and having that sense of space between your arm and your body. There isn't a physical, there will be some physical space, but it's not a big physical space. It's just a sense of space. And then allowing the crown of the head to face the heavens, the skies, the universe. Going back down to your feet, and make sure you're nicely grounded through the balls of the feet, and an area called a meridian point called kidney one. So the meridians are the energy channels. So kidney one is your grounding through to the earth. And then Jumai 20, which is another meridian point on the crown of the head, you're connected to the heavens, so connecting through heaven and earth. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do three exercises, and then we'll do the energy flow. So we'll just start by getting into the opening sequence. So just coming in, just taking a few moments, just checking in with your body again, maybe doing a slight, gentle little body scan, just checking in if there's any areas of tension, and just trying to get rid of that tension on the exhale. So I'll be quiet for a moment while you just do your own body scan. Okay, so we're going to start with sweeping water. So with sweeping water, although we are now in Wuji, I'm going to ask you to go into, if it feels comfortable, go into a slightly wider stance called the horse riding stance or Mabu. So basically you're double the width of your of Wuji. If you're seated, that's absolutely fine. Just ignore the leg instructions. So with this one, we're going to have one hand behind our back, round about sort of the kidney level, maybe slightly lower. The back of the hand is against the back. And then the other hand, so I'm going, my right hand is behind me, my left hand is, my palm is facing down, my hand is about chest level. So I'm going to be moving to the left first, and I'm going to repeat the exercise to the left first several times before we go to the right. So we're going to take our arm out to the left, we're going to bend slightly to the left, bend the left knee slightly, scoop your hand down in front of your body, so your palm is now facing up as you're scooping. As you bring your hand up towards the chest again, turn the hand over. Going out to the left side, scooping your hand through the water, coming up and turning your hand over as you get back towards the chest area. So just repeating that a couple of times, and then I'll introduce the breath. So I'm going out to the side, down, scooping, so your palms now facing upwards, and you bring your hand up towards your chest, turn your hand over. So if you want to add the breath, it's exhale as we move our hand down and sweeping. And as we come up, we inhale. Inhale, coming up back to starting position. Exhale as you move to the left, going down, coming back up on the inhale. So exhale down and in front of the body and inhale up. How far you go down with this scoop, you're sweeping your hand down, is entirely within your own range of movement. So you may only be able to move it sort of around about, you know, your lower abdomen, and that's fine. And if you're seated, that would definitely be more likely. But you may also get it a bit lower. We'll just do one more on this side. Coming back up and then swapping the hands over. So now the left hand, the back of the left hand is resting in the small of your back. The right hand is around about chest level, palm facing down. We're going to go in the direction of the right elbow. So I'm going to move to the right. Bend my right knee, going down, scooping the water, coming up the left side and turning the hand over. So exhale as we go down and scoop, and inhale as we come up. Exhale down and scoop, and inhale, come up. Just doing a few more on this side. Doing one more on this side. Coming back up, dropping both hands by your side, and then going back into Wuji. So in the back into that original position that we started the set off with. And then we're going to move to a balance exercise. So this is called Crane Spreads Its Wings. So there are a couple of variations that you can do. So the traditional way of doing it, they all involve the upper arm, is to take your hands out as if they're, so your arms are the swan's, sorry, the crane's wings. So taking your arms out to the side and at the same time coming up on your toes and then coming back down. So that is the traditional way of doing it. You can come up gently lifting the heel off the ground, or if you want to, you can just remain with your feet firmly on the ground, so don't lift the heel at all. So whatever feels comfortable for you. So we're just going to do some crane spreading its wings. Let's say it is a balance, so just being mindful of that. So it's inhale up, exhale down, so taking your arms back down to the starting position and then coming back up. So if you're doing the traditional version, as you come up on your toes, And as you come down, your arms and your feet come down, not quite together, but you'll have them all down before you start the next rise, as it were, the next spread of the wings. So inhale up, exhale down. So just doing a few more in time with your own breath. Just doing two more. And then dropping your hands down. We're now doing bouncing balls with steps. Again, another balance exercise. And I'll talk you through the variations. So historically, this is done is across the midline. So you will be lifting. So I'm going to lift my right foot just off the ground. At the same time, I lift my left hand and then I put them both down. So my hand comes up to around about just the side of the body, sort of about underarm height. That's one way you can do. You can keep your toes on the ground and then just do lift the heel as you lift the hand. And if for whatever reason you're finding across the body really difficult, I have also seen this exercise done where the hand and the foot from the same side lifts. So there are several variations. So whichever variation you're going to do, let's give it a go. So let's say it's up, hand and a foot, and then down. Whether it's across the body, whether it's just the heel you're lifting, or whether you're doing it on the same side. So it's inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. And anything that works across the body is good for our brain. The neurons quite like the challenge, or the brain likes the challenge of trying to work the left and the right side of the body at the same time. We're just going to do one more on each side. And then we're moving to a one that's quite interesting. It's called Shooting Spear at the Mystical Gate. This one has two very different elements. The first element is a flow element, and the second element is quite an explosive element. And there is a sound with the explosive element, and the sound is height, just like, you know, height, but height. So it's quite an explosive sound. So we're back in that horse riding position. So legs slightly wider than Wuji. And what we're going to do is I'm going to start on the left-hand side. And I'm going to do like a paddle wheel. So my left hand is going to go out to the side and then come in towards the body. And as it comes in towards the body, the right hand will then follow and do another circle. So the left hand circles towards the body and the right hand circles towards the body. So you're going to do a few of these. It's going to do one more. And then you're going to bring your hands into your chest and I'm going to shoot my arrow to the left side and pull back my right elbow. So that's explosive element. We're going to do another one on this side. We're going to do a few on this side first. So we'll go back to the left side with that nice paddle wheel, that gentle paddle wheel. Doing one more, Bring the hands into the chest. And then, okay. We're going to do another two on this side. You can alternate, but I think sometimes when you're learning, it's probably easier just to do it on one side for a few times than on the other side. Going back to the chest, the explosive height. And then doing one more on this side, so that nice paddle wheel. We've got the left hand coming in towards the body first, then the right hand. Doing one more, then the explosive element, height. And then we're going to change sides. So we're now going to start on the right side, so the right hand will go out and then come back in, and the left hand will follow. Do one more, coming back in with the hands at the chest. Hey, so, excuse me. So our right hand is then shooting out as the arrow, or the spear, I should say. Doing back to that nice paddle wheel. Coming back into the chest. Hey! And then back into the paddle wheel. Coming back to the chest. Hey! And we're going to do two more. Into the chest. Hey! And then one more. Back to the chest. Hey! And then just dropping your hands down and coming back into Ruji. So now we're going to go to phase three, which is the energy flow, also known as flowing breeze, swaying willow. So with this one, the idea is that you move gently in a way that your body wants to move. And you may actually find that you don't want to move much, and that's absolutely fine. I know I've done this quite regularly, this particular, this five-phase routine, and sometimes my body doesn't really want to move much, so it's just a gentle sway from side to side. Other times it's slightly, I wouldn't say vigorous, but I want to move a little bit more. So everybody will be different. So I'm going to be quiet for probably the next minute or so, just so you can work out what your body wants to do. With flowing breeze, swaying willow. So if you're moving, employing breeze, swaying willow, starting to come back to stillness as we transition back into another group of four exercises. So the next one is Big Boss Lifts Urn. So we're going to start with this one. It goes over the head. So the palms of the hands around about shoulder level. The hands are around about shoulder level, palms facing upwards if possible. And we're going to just push our hands up above our head. And as you come down, if you want to, you can put a slight squat in and then just pushing your hands above the head again. So your big boss lifts the urn. So this is if you were doing a push press, if you go to the gym, doing a push press, you're just using your legs to help you push your arms up, as it were. So you inhale as you come down, and you exhale as you push up. And you can inhale and exhale through the nose, or you can inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Whatever feels comfortable for you. I mean, I've had Qigong teachers when I've been learning, and I'm still learning. Some insist on in and out through the nose. Others say it's fine to do in through the nose and out through the mouth. So for me, it's just personal preference. Just doing now one more. And then just dropping your hands down. Moving to Twisting Crane. So this one is again, there is a balance element, but you're not actually taking your feet off the ground per se. What we're doing is I'm going to take my left foot and place it at the other side of my right foot. So it's more or less in front of me. The feet are in the opposite place now. If that doesn't feel comfortable for you, then what you can do is just take your left foot, just place it in front, directly in front of your right foot. And again, if that doesn't feel comfortable, then just maybe placing it slightly further forwards, but to the side of your right foot. So you've still got, you can stay slightly wider. Whatever feels comfortable for you. So the idea is you'll be twisting. So your palms are going to be facing down. They're at chest level, hands are at chest level. The middle fingers are touching. And there's two elements to this. So we're going to very gently bend the knees if you can. And I find it easier to bend the knees on one side than the other. So just very gently bend. And then as you straighten up, you're going to twist round, and at the same time, you're going to engage your pelvic floor muscles. So it's a really good one for pelvic floor, this one. Coming back to center, and we're going to do it on the same side. Do several on the same side, and then we'll swap sides in a moment. So bending the knees as you come back to center, and as you straighten up, engage the pelvic floor muscles, and then twist to the left. Coming back to center. Dropping your knees a little bit if you can. If you can't do that, don't worry about it. And then twisting again as you engage your pelvic floor muscles, twist. So we're just going to repeat a few times. If you want to add the breath, you can inhale as you engage your pelvic floor muscles and twist. And exhale as you come back to center. Just doing one more on this side. And then back to center. Just straightening your legs and untangling them. Shaking them out if you need to. And then we're going to do the same on the other side. So right foot crosses over left foot. So it's the other side of the left foot now. Your hands are back in front of the chest. Excuse me. Middle fingers touching, and we're going to go to the right side now. So just bending the knees if that feels comfortable. If it doesn't, then just ignore that one. And then just engage your pelvic floor muscles as you twist to the right. Coming back to center and just disengage the pelvic floor muscles. Engage the pelvic floor muscles, twist to the right. And then just let the pelvic floor muscles go. So just doing a few on this side. So inhale as you engage the muscles and turn. Exhale as you come back to center. Inhale as you engage the muscles and turn. Exhale back to center. Just doing a few in time with your own breath and your own range of movement. Whatever foot position your feet are in. Doing one more. And then just straightening your legs again, shaking them out if they need shaking out. So we're going to go back into phase three, the energy flow. And just, I will be quiet for a bit and just moving in whatever way your body wants to move. And even if you're not, if you're not wanting to move or what have you, that's fine. But maybe just noticing if anything's happening internally, if there are any internal movements in terms of tingling or any other sensations. So yeah, so I'll be quiet now for a moment or two. So we're going to start to transition back to phase two and the final three exercises. So just if you are moving, then just very gently slowing down and coming to stillness. And we're going to go on with that one foot thud. So with one foot thud, it's the same side of the body. So you're going to lift your hand just above your head or just shoulder level, whatever feels comfortable for you. And then you're just, it says it's called one foot at a time, but actually you're not lifting the foot off the ground, you're just lifting the heel off the ground. So lifting the heel up, lifting your hand up, and then just drop it back down with a bit of a thud. And then doing the same on the other side, and then dropping down. We're just going to repeat one side and then the other side. So this particular exercise is actually, it is an impact exercise. It's not as impactful as if you were doing a full jump, but it is still quite a good impact exercise, which means it's also good for bone density. There's no breath pattern with this one. It's a spontaneous breath. And there is an element of balance because you are coming up on your toes, or just off the ball of the foot, depending on how high your heel is. And obviously you're lifting your hand as well. So there's some balance involved as well. Something quite satisfying by just dropping your heel and thudding. I'm just going to do one more on each side. And then we're going to go into a side hop. So with the side hop, there are a couple of variations again. So basically you're taking, I'm going to move to the left, I'm going to take one foot to the left, and then I'm going to bring the other foot to join it. And then take the right foot and go to the right, and then just bring the left foot to join it. So that's the foot movement. And you can just lift your foot up and then just move it across. If you want to put a bit more of a challenge in, you could just to put your toe the opposite. If you're going to the right, you can put the left toes down only. So you've got more of a sort of a hop in there. Or if you really want to challenge yourselves, you could actually take your toes off and then just leave them off. So you're literally balancing on one leg as you're moving. So if you move to the left, you just leave a right foot, the right foot joins you, but you just keep your toes on the ground. So that's the legs. There are some arm movements as well. So with the arms, if I'm going to the left, my left arm will go up and my left palm will face the left side. My right hand will go to my stomach. I go to the right side, my right hand goes up, my left hand goes on my stomach. So say there's a few moving parts to this exercise. So it's left side, left hand faces to the left side. As the left palm faces to the left side, the right hand is on the stomach. Right hand, the opposite. So the right hand faces to the right side, the left hand's on the stomach. Just doing a few spontaneous breaths, so there's no breath pattern. So whether you've got your foot off the ground, whether you're just literally stepping from side to side with both feet, it doesn't matter. As long as you're managing to have some side movement. And it's good. I mean, obviously, depending on, it is good balance because you are lifting your foot, whether or not you're bringing your, whether you're actually going to put it down on the other side, but you're putting both feet down together, but you're lifting one and then lifting the other. So there's balance, there's coordination, because you're trying to do the hands and the feet. So it's a combination of benefits with this exercise. It's going to do one more on each side. And then coming back to Ruji, coming back to the center. I'm going to finish with something called rejuvenation. So for those of you who remember the 12 treasures that we did, this is one of the exercises from the 12 treasures. Obviously, for those of you who have not done the 12 treasures, then I'll talk you through it anyway, because those of you who did the 12 treasures, you might have forgotten. So we're going to start. My left hand is going to be on my right hip, and I'm going to keep my hand, as I move my hand over the body, I'm going to keep my hand on the body. So I'm really coming up diagonally across my body towards my left armpit. Then I'm going to take my hand under my armpit, and I'm going to go diagonally back down towards the right buttock. So we'll do that a few times, and then we'll swap the other side, and then we'll bring it all together. So left hand goes up the body, under the armpit, diagonally down the body towards the right buttock. Go back over to the left hand on the right hip, going up under the body, under the left arm, down towards the right buttock. So we're going diagonally across the body. So you start on your right hip, go up towards your left, left armpit, down, back down towards your right buttock. So I'm just going to do two more on this side. Then drop that hand down, so drop the left hand down, and then we're going to do the same with the right hand. So the right hand goes on the left hip point, goes across, up towards the right armpit, underneath the armpit, down towards the left buttock. Bring your hand back down in front of your body again, and repeat. So right hand, left hip, under the armpit, down towards the left buttock. And then repeat that a few times. If you can't go under your armpit, if you haven't got that flexibility, that's fine. Just go towards the ribs on that side and do the same thing. So go up to, it's not quite so much of a diagonal, but you're going to, so to the ribs and then down back to the opposite buttock. Just doing that a few times. One more time. And then we're going to do them together. So I'm going to start left hand on right hip, taking it up towards my left armpit, down towards the right buttock. And say, as I'm twisting down towards the right buttock with my left hand, my right hand is gently going to come around in front towards my left hip point, and then goes up to, and down, up to the armpit, down to the buttock. And then repeating on the other side. So you've got your hands moving, continuously moving. So as one finishes, the other one starts. And you've always got them going to the opposite side of the body, apart from when they're coming obviously diagonally across to the armpit. So left hand, left armpit, right hand, right armpit. You can go a bit faster if you feel confident. There is no breath to movement pattern. You'll be pleased to know you don't have to add the breath in with this exercise. Just going to do one more on each side. And then just drop your hands down when you've finished. And we go back into flowing breeze, swaying willow. So just very gently listening to your body, doing what it wants to do. We're just going to very gently come to stillness. I'm moving to phase four, the consolidation phase. So phase four, it's about being in stillness, just allowing the energy to just literally just come towards the lower dantian, our major energy center. It may well be, as you're still, you may well feel some sensations as well. You may not, and that's absolutely fine. So you can, if you want to, put your hands on your lower dantian, your lower abdomen area, just to focus your intention on that area. But if that doesn't feel comfortable, then just having your hands by your side. We're going to go to the final stage, the closing session. So just dropping your hands down. And then we'll start to rub our hands together. Nice warmth in the palms of the hands. And then just place them over your eyes. Just place the palms of the hands over the eyes. We're just going to pat the eyes now with the palms of the hands and just blinking the eyes open and closed. Just dropping the hands down. We're going to massage the face. We're just going to take the hands up over the face. So starting at the chin, coming up the face, down towards the cheeks. The outer red cheeks, and just repeating that a few times. Taking your fingers up and your hands up your cheeks, up towards your forehead, and then back down to the side of the cheek and near the ears. Just doing two more. Now we're going to massage the face, and we're going to take our hands through our hair. So massage the face, continue taking your hands, the fingers through the hair, down towards the back of the neck, and then back to the chin again, massaging the face, fingers through the hair, down the back of the neck, and back down to the face. Just doing that a few more times. Last one. And then we're going to finish with something called banging the heavenly drums. So you're going to put your hands over your ears. And then you've got two choices. You can either flick your index finger. So your fingers are at the back of your head. So just in line with the ears. And you can either just drum all the fingers on the back of the head, or you can just flick the index finger off the middle finger. And you're going to do it 24 times. So I will leave you to count that yourselves. Dropping your hands by your side when you've finished. So I hope you've enjoyed this Qigong for balance and flexibility as an intermittent flow. Thank you very much for participating.